think it was really, really important after this came to light that we reacted as quickly as possible to show just how seriously we took it. Politics in the 21st century is very different to what it's been in previous decades because of how accessible politicians are and how easy it is to get a message out there using social media. But because of that, it becomes even more important for politicians to act responsibly, and there must be a standard that is set. And on this occasion, Deputy Le Cornu fell well short of the standards that people are entitled to expect from a politician. We had warned him on several occasions before when he'd said stuff that was close to crossing the line, and we decided that we had to deal with this as quickly as possible right now to show how serious we were and how committed we are to having a democracy that works for everyone and where people treat each other with respect.
And did you feel that was the only step you could take to expel him from the party?
Yes. We had previously given him warnings, and there comes a point where you just can't warn somebody anymore. There comes a point where you have to take proper action. I asked Nick if he would resign, and he said he didn't want to. He said he would come to our management committee meeting and he'd defend himself there, which he ended up not doing. He ended up not coming to the meeting and instead saying that, you know, we could do what we want and he'd think about what he would do afterwards. We had to send out this message. There was no other way. There have been complaints about this made to the Privileges and Procedures Committee, but that committee has a reputation for not dealing with these complaints satisfactorily enough and for sort of letting people get away with it. So the only action we could take that would be effective would be as a party, and that was to expel him.
This comes at a difficult time, really, for your party. I mean, you're launching, and others are members of the States of Jersey. You're hoping to have more in this election, and you're launching them as on the Reform Jersey ticket. How the timing of this must be pretty disastrous for Reform Jersey.
I don't think so. I think actually, I think doing this now rather than right before the election is important, because we're now going into an election with a clean slate. Now, being able to put this behind us, the whole party. All members, not just the elected members, but I've had contact from most of our ordinary members too, are absolutely shocked at what Deputy Le Cornu did. We are 100% distancing ourselves from it. He has nothing to do with us now, and that's how we're moving forward. And we want the electorate to realise that this is how politics should be done. Action has to be taken when people act unacceptably. That's what we've done, and we hope that people will respect us for making that decision.
Well, I think people will probably applaud the decision made by the party, but you can't get away from it. It'll come back. It'll come back, won't it, during hustings?
Possibly.
And on the doorstep.
Anything can come up on the doorstep or the hustings, and we'll be ready to point out that none of our other states members or candidates have a history of this sort of behaviour. And we've got a set of candidates that are coming up who are highly professional, who are going to really, really impress people. And we've got some more announcements to make next week. And I think people will judge from us what they hear from us. And we're going to be sticking to a positive message from now on.
And on that note, I mean, you warned Deputy Le Cornu before about use of social media. Are you going to be putting together some form of guideline, some form of policy on how you and your party members communicate and put messages out on social media and elsewhere?
We're in the party, we've got a very broad rule which states that members can be disciplined or expelled if they act in a way which is likely to bring the party into disrepute. And obviously that includes conduct on social media. I do think there is a case for saying that there needs to be a specific social media pledge. Social media is not going to go away, and it is an important part of politics. I always say that with social media, you can't win votes, but you can lose them. And you can really you can disappoint the public by not acting in a professional way using social media. So that standard's got to be applied across the board, and not just for Reform Jersey, but all states members and candidates should be signing up to something like that.
This sort of story comes out almost like weekly in the UK and other places where they have party politics. So you're the only political party in Jersey. The risk that something like this is going to happen again?
I don't think so, no. I think the fact that we have shown high discipline on this occasion, the fact that we've able to take such strong action, shows that we're serious about this as a party. The reason I was particularly keen to vote in the management committee to expel Deputy Le Cornu was because I'm 23 years old. I've got my whole life ahead of me. I, you know, want to contribute positively to our island. Me being associated with what he says damages me as well. It also damages Deputy Southern. It damages Deputy Tadger. It damages our other candidates. And because our success depends on each other, not individually, it's as a team together, we're more likely to want to kick each other into line when this happens. It's different to the UK because the parties in the UK are absolutely huge. They've got hundreds of thousands of members, whereas Jersey's small enough, I think, to be able to avoid that. Well, the parties can be big enough to be successful, but they're also small enough to be accountable. And that's one of the benefits of party politics in a small jurisdiction, I think. So I think we'll be more accountable that way.
You've taken action, but you haven't been able to avoid the embarrassment that this has caused.
I think the vast majority of embarrassment is to Deputy Le Cornu, who'll have to answer to his electorate in a few weeks over that. And it'll be interesting to see how he attempts to justify that. Yes, it's embarrassing, but it's not just embarrassing for Reform Jersey. It's embarrassing for all politicians that somebody has stepped out of line and acted so unacceptably. There's no getting around that. But we have taken positive action. There is literally nothing more we could have done about this. We've taken the strongest action we possibly could. And that is exactly how it should be. The public should expect nothing less from us than to want to chastise somebody for acting in the way that Deputy Le Cornu did.